another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am your most gracious host, Constance Arnold, and it is a cold winter day here in Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, you know that I am broadcasting live. And I just would like to welcome all of my wonderful listeners from all over the world, especially London. I love getting those emails from you, Australia, France, and South Africa. And I know that if you are listening today to this recording, I always say that I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here and that indeed you will find the answers that you have been searching for. Well, how are you doing and how is your new year unfolding? Are you really excited as I am about the unlimited possibilities that exist in your life? I know that you are. Well, I'm doing really well and I'm really enjoying the beginning of this wonderful year. And basically, I've been sort of quiet and meditative. I have been writing my goals and sort of been tweaking them and clarifying them all week and making them more detailed so that I can really be clear about what I desire this year. And you know, one thing that I do as a practice, I take my goals and I submit them to God. And I say, God, here are my goals. I feel that these are desires that you've put in my heart. And if for any reason any of these goals do not align with what the plans and purposes that you have for me, then I release them and I pray for my highest good to come into my life because I believe that God will do exceedingly abundantly more than I'm even able to ask or think. And I believe the same thing will happen in your life. Well, can you believe back today by popular demand, I have with me for the second week in a row, Mr. Peter Adams. And you know, I never have people back. I can't ever remember having a person back twice in a row. So that means what? That I received a lot of emails from you raving about this man with the 12 crazy goals. And Peter has some great info that he's going to be sharing with us about how to set goals properly and how to create miracles in our lives and manifest our dreams. Because, you know, it is the will of God for you to live an abundant, purposeful life. And that's what we endeavor to do here every week on the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. But before I go to commercial, I want to share something with you. I have a couple of opportunities available for you. You know, I always pray about how can I more effectively meet the needs of people. And in my prayer time, this is what I really, I felt like God was saying to me to offer. Effective January the 24th, I'm going to be offering group coaching with Constance. And you might say, what in the world is group coaching? It's sort of like a mastermind group. And when I conduct group coaching, it consists of no more than 10 people. So that means that the first 10 people from all over the world will be able to participate in this group. And this is where I will be personally coaching you. However, you will also be benefiting from the success of other group participants. And, you know, I conducted support groups for years, and it's something about the power and the synergy of groups that come together that's very powerful. And so, like I said, I would be specifically coaching you on how to set your goals, and you'll be able to talk to me personally, how to create plans and strategies to manifest them. So you will really be in an environment of shared endeavor, and you will have the opportunity also to tap into the genius of others. So that will be January the 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. for my folks on the West Coast. And all of my international people, I know many of you have set your alarm clocks before just to participate, so you might have to do that. or get the archive of the coaching session. And then the last one is Tuesday, January 31st at the same time. So I only have 10 slots available because I really want to be intimate with you. So go to my website, look for the coaching special, reserve your place now. Once you've gotten the sessions, I will send you your special call-in number. And for every one of the 10 who participate in the group, I'm going to give to you, as my way of investing and believing in you, my book, Secrets of Success. So that is FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Well, we will be right back after these quick commercials.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold. Do you have an upcoming conference or an event where you need a keynote speaker or leadership training? With over 25 years of experience, I am a recognized international leader in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. I have been the featured keynote speaker and trainer for numerous Fortune 500 companies such as Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, and the Russell Simmons Success Tour. I would love to partner with you to develop customized speaking and training that would change and empower your organization in 2011. So visit my website at FulfillingYourPurpose.com and take a look at my speakers page to see a detailed listing of my clientele and speaking services. Or you can email me personally at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Well, I am back again with my very special guest, Mr. Peter Adams. And Peter, as you know, is the author of Visualization, How to Visualize and Manifest the Life of Your Dreams. And I mean, last week, Peter really rocked the house with his intimate portrait of his own life, how he created miracles. He is an entrepreneur. He is a millionaire. He and his wife, Robin, they don't know this, but I've already adopted myself into their family. They're very philanthropic. You know, they give to so many causes. And he just has the gift of God of how to really break it down and share with you techniques, tools, and strategies how you can begin to manifest your dreams. So guess what? I had to ask him back again this week. So Peter Adams, welcome again to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thanks, Constance. I'm so happy to be back having this conversation with you. We had such a great time last week that I knew we had much more to say, and I'm really looking forward to today's show.
Well, you know, I guess you heard that I have officially adopted myself into you and Robin's family.
Well, welcome to the family. We're so blessed to have such wonderful people.
Well, you know, Peter, I got so many comments from listeners all over the world who said, wow, I really like that. One lady said, I really like that crazy guy with the 12 dreams. I said, no, he's not crazy. He had the 12 crazy dreams, and that really manifested in his life, 12 crazy goals. And so I got such feedback, and people were so excited about you, I decided to have you back. So let's go ahead and get started, and we're going to be talking about you're going to be teaching people how to really set goals specifically, and I'm going to be Exhibit A. But before we get started, let's summarize what you said last week to the people.
Well, when we talked last week, Constance, we really got into, a lot of people they just don't believe that they can have the life of their dreams, unfortunately. And I don't know if it's from past negative programming or just not having success in the past, but the past is the past. It doesn't matter anymore. Today's a new day, and you can't be, do, or have anything in this world that you desire. It's the universe wants to give it to you. You deserve to live the life of your dreams. And if you're not living the life of your dreams right now, it's time to take action and get serious and put the ball in motion and make it happen.
Right, and you talked about some of your dreams that you manifested, and one dream that I specifically want you to talk about is your home, your vision home, because so many people are really looking for new places to live. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, many times people make the decision about purchasing homes. And with everything that's going on economically around real estate, many people are really afraid to really, you know, take that leap of faith, Peter, and just go and look for that dream home. And I just felt led that I wanted you to share you and Robin's experience around your dream home.
Constance, it's a wonderful story, and it still amazes me every single day how it actually happened. It didn't happen overnight. That's one of the things I need to tell everyone. When you're working with the universe, if you don't have what you want as far as all your miracles yet, it does sometimes take a while for it to manifest. But when it does manifest, it's gonna knock your shoes off. I can tell you that. The Vision House is chapter 3 in my book, Visual Festation. And really, this is the most amazing thing that has happened to us yet. To go back in time, in 2006, my wife Robin and I, we were vacationing in Colorado. And we took a day off from skiing, and we went out to go snowmobiling. And while we were driving down the road, we looked up on the side of a ridge, and there was these amazing, amazing, beautiful mansions, that little, all log mansions. They were just amazing homes. And I looked over there, and I'm like, let's go drive through that subdivision after we go snowmobiling. Because now that I had 12 crazy goals already had happened, I'd already raced an Ironman Hawaii, and I knew the power of the vision board and the vision book. So what I did was, I'm like, it's time for me to get some new material, start getting some new goals, and start going for it. So after we went snowmobiling, we drove through the whole subdivision, and we found the one house that had the absolute best view in the whole subdivision. And we took a picture of that house, and I also took a picture of the view. And what I did was, when I got back to Florida, I had a good friend of mine, Brian, print the pictures off in color, and I put them inside my vision book. And over the period of roughly 4 years, I would see myself traveling, flying into Denver from Tampa, and then taking a shuttle up to up to Breckenridge, and then see myself actually walking into the house and, you know, arriving, going through all the steps, just like it would be as it was. So what I did then from there is I would see myself doing conference calls to asset managers. And we were just connecting business from the vision house. And I would do this visualization many times at night when I couldn't sleep. I would just wake up, and it was a great exercise. And after I did, I would just feel peace because everything had worked out perfectly, and I would fall asleep. Well, fast forward to July 2010. My wife, Robin, and I, we came back from opening a company in Ecuador. And we got back to Florida, and the heat was extreme. We flew into Miami, and I was just like, I'm tired of Florida in the summer. It's just too dang hot. So we started thinking about, well, why don't we go out to Colorado and work remote? So that's just what we did. And we found a small place on Craigslist, and we went out there. And where we were staying was only about a mile from the subdivision that had all the beautiful homes. And so Rob and I, we drive up there, drive through the subdivision as if we were already neighbors. And then about a month later, actually, no, a few weeks later, Rob was surfing the net, and she's like, because we decided we want to have an annual rental up in Colorado. And I said, Rob, why don't you just check out Craigslist, you know, see if there's anything good out there. Well, I was on the phone for about 45 minutes, and finally got the phone, and Rob is just like, you got to see this house. And I'm like, okay. So I went over there, I'm looking at the pictures, and immediately I recognized the house was the exact same house that was in my vision book that I had been going to in my mind for 4 years.
Wow.
It absolutely was amazing. I had goose flesh all over my body. I was just in total amazement. And then what we did, we called the owner, and this is an amazing story, because the owner had been up there for 10 days trying to rent her home out, because she had never rented out the main house before, and she had given up. And she was like, we called her on a Friday afternoon. She's like, I'm so happy. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, so can you come by early? So Robin and I, we went over there, and we had a tour of the house. And I can't even tell anybody what was shooting through my mind. I'm thinking vision boards off the universe, and I'm like, I could not to tell this lady all about the owner, all about creative visualizations, being in the house 500 times. I thought she would have thought, I stopped taking my medication and I was crazy.
Right.
But that wasn't the case. We really, really had a wonderful time with the owner. We totally hit it off. And then, long story short, we left. We knew we were going to take it. And, we were out there the past year. And
wow.
It was so wild because we were driving. We took the day off. After we did that, we went mountain biking in Colorado Springs, which is about an hour and a half away. The whole day process, we just kept going back and forth. And we just, did that really happen? That's how amazing it was. And that was just so over the top that if everyone will read Visual Manifestation and read about the miracles that have happened through using the system that I developed over a 10-year period, you're going to, if you follow it and you're dedicated and you can get the faith and have the belief, you will have anything you say you want in this life.
Right, that's so true, Peter. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, I just have chill bumps listening to that, and because there is a success system in place, and what you did was you made a decision, you got clear about what you wanted, and you were very diligent about visualizing you and Robin going to Colorado in that house, and it's just amazing. Only God can orchestrate those kind of miracles. But I want to say to our listeners that we are co-creators with God, and Peter and Robin had to do their part. And then the great universe just orchestrated and brought it together. And that is so awesome. And that's what I want you to help our listeners all over the world tonight to begin to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be Exhibit A, and I've been writing down my goals all week for the last 2 weeks, and I want you to walk me through the steps and the systems that I need to put into place in order to create a miracle in my life in this area. So are you ready, Peter?
Okay. And what's the goal we're going to talk about today, Constance?
Oh, okay. One of my goals for 2012 is, and your wife really helped me with this, I'm going to walk/run a one-half marathon by Thanksgiving. My goal is to run in a Thanksgiving race that's in Atlanta. So the first thing that I've done is I've written down that is my goal. So take me from there, Peter. What else do I need to do?
Okay, well, now that you've got the goal written down, it's a great start. What I would like to have you do is, if anyone would take notes here, is you take a blank sheet of paper and you write the goal. In this case, I'm going to run a half marathon. And then below that, you want to list every reason why it's important for you to run, to achieve this goal. So it's constant. Why do you want to do the half marathon?
Well, I want to do it because I'm going to be training internationally, and I want my body to be in tip-top shape so that I can, just travel easily internationally. I want to be able to stand for 5 hours in 4-inch heels while I'm training people. I want to, in my 50s, just have a body that really demonstrates, what anyone can do. I want to be healthy and more vibrant. And I guess that would be the reason. And I want to, really live my purpose fully. And for me, that would mean body, soul, and spirit. So those would be some of my reasons, Peter.
Okay, that was wonderful, Constance. So you would write that down on that sheet of paper, all those reasons why, okay? Now, from next to those reasons why, you'd want to write down what is the feeling that you would have, Constance, from, let's say you've got that perfect runner's body where you feel so healthy. Tell me what that feels like to you.
Wow, it feels great. You know, I can just see myself slipping very easily into my custom design couture clothes. It feels empowering. It feels, I feel healthy. I feel alive. I feel vibrant. And I'm empowered. I guess that's the main word.
Okay, great. So you'd write all that down, and those are all wonderful feelings that match up with the reasons why you want to do this. Because one of the biggest things everyone needs to figure out is you've got to be passionate for why you want to have your goal achieved. And it's like, if you have the more things that you have, the more reasons why you want to do it, and the better the feeling you can generate for the passion to having this thing happen, it's just going to make it happen so much easier and so much quicker. So now that we've got that piece down, it's our next step is, you know, this is the action piece, is we're going to commit to doing this. And what we would do, what we recommend, Constance, is you already know the race, I believe it's the half marathon.
Right. So, and, you know, right. I've already contacted a guy here who trains you to walk, run marathons. So I've already made that one contact.
Okay, great. Well, you're already jumping ahead on the system, but it's great. I'm very happy you have. Okay, so now that you've got that, this is the commit thing that's so huge. It's you got to take action, and the action is, I know we're going to do this live on the air, but what you do is, and I want you to do it as soon as possible, Constance, is you got to go out to that website and you got to sign up and pay now, and you've got to commit to doing it now. So there's no backing out of it later without a price to pay. So then a lot of people do, like, well, I'll wait because what if I get hurt or whatever. And what happens is they're not committing. They're telling the universe, well, maybe. And there's no room for maybe. We need total commitment. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that, because a part of me is a little. I've only walked, ran a 10K. So part of me is a little scared, Peter, to be honest. And so that commitment piece is really big.
It's really big, but it's the stretch constant. It's the stretch that we can't grow if we're not afraid. If we stay in our comfort zone, we'll never have the life of our dreams. We'll always be holding ourselves back.
Okay.
So even though there is fear, once you're in, that fear will go away, because now you know you're in and it's time to get busy.
Okay.
Okay. So from there, what I would do is I'd have you write down in your journal, in precisely this way, I am a half marathon runner and finisher.
Wow. Oh, boy. Just you saying that was so powerful. So for my listeners, everything would be in the I am tense. I am.
Absolutely. It's in the present tense. This is not like, someday I'm going to finish a half marathon. That's so wishy-washy. It's not even worth writing down, because there's no sense of it really being true. When you say to yourself, I am a half marathon runner and finisher, it puts it in the now, and the now is where the power is.
Wow. I felt that when you said that, I am a half marathon runner and finisher.
Perfect. And what we would do from there, Constance, is every single day, this is what I just precisely what I do. I buy those 3x5 index cards, and I would write that goal every single day on a new card. And what you want to do is you want to write the I am a half marathon runner and finisher on an index card every morning. And what you want to do is carry that card with you so you can refer back to it during the day and just reinforce that this is who you are.
Wow. And so why would I rewrite it every day, Peter? What is the strategy behind that?
There's energy when you put that into paper. You're putting energy out and you're reinforcing it to the universe that, yes, I am a half marathon runner and finisher.
Wow.
And it's not, you're not being casual about it. It's, you're being an active participant as a co-creator when you do this.
Wow. That just energized me when you said that. So I can do that.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. So moving on from there, we're really getting into the piece of the co-creator. And it's getting into the mindset of acting as if. So you need to get in the mindset that you are a half marathon runner. So you're going to start thinking like one, dressing like one, and acting like one. And you've already, what's wonderful is you've already reached out, started thinking about a coach. And one of the biggest things that half marathon runners do is they run. So I know it's not a real big surprise to anyone, but you know, this is the action piece. So you need to get one of those training programs, sign up with a group to run with, because the more people that you have to help you and support you to achieve your goal, such as run the half marathon, if you can find 20 people to work out with who all have the same goal, it's going to make it so much easier for you to do that and achieve it.
And so for my listeners, there's no such thing as a long ranger. So if they have a goal, they would be more empowered if they have synergistic connections with other people.
Absolutely, Constance. It's so important because, you know, my background from doing Ironmans, and one of the biggest things people have the challenges they run into is they try to do the Lone Ranger thing, and before long, they start skipping days of training, and then they sleep in for a week, and then they try to go for a run, and they're having a hard time running because they haven't been training. So it's so important to make the commitment because it's a lifestyle change, and accountability thing is key, because if you have a training partner who's not reliable, you need to get rid of them immediately and get somebody who's seriously committed, because you're committed to being a half marathon runner and finisher, so you need to start hanging around with people who are serious about it too.
Okay.
From there, so what you would want to do there is you start, start engaging and start reading about all races around the country that you might want to do. I would suggest subscribing to running magazines and then reading books on running. Other things you would do as a half marathon runner would be you'd follow blogs and websites on the topic of running. And I know this from my experience, but you start dressing differently, because runners and triathletes, when we're not working out, half the time we're wearing workout gear if we're not at work. So it's a total mindset. Another thing would be if you don't already have a watch with a sports watch with a timer in it, that's something else you definitely need to get, because now you're going to be timing yourself when you're running, and you need the tools to train. And
Peter, I can see how all of that, and I want my listeners to see how that's really putting me in the state of being a half marathon runner and finisher. That's putting me in the spirit of it. I can feel it. And all of these little tools that you're giving me are really helping me to really see how these are empowering steps that I can really take to really commit to this goal and really, really be a half marathon runner and finisher.
That is precisely correct, Constance, because the whole thing, it's really, the whole thing about acting as if, it's, you don't need to have already finished that half marathon to get into the feeling of it already being true, because feeling it now and having gratitude and knowing what it's going to feel like, and you don't need to wait for to cross that finish line, is all I'm saying, to have a feeling and start acting as if and thinking as if. One of the other things you definitely want to do is your longest race now is about 10K, you haven't done that 13 mile distance, but start training, sign up a couple 5Ks, then a couple of 10Ks, and then ideally you'd like to do a 15K race before your half marathon, which is, it would give you a series of goals. You keep training and putting yourself, make yourself ready for the day when you run the big one.
Okay.
One of the things I love, a lot of people, friends of mine have done, is what they'll do is they'll go out now and they'll buy like a charm for the necklace that would say 13.1 finisher. Okay, you already bought the gift that you're going to give yourself as a reward for finishing that half marathon, but you're not going to wear it until you can bring it with you to the race, but you cannot wear it around your neck until you finish that race.
Wow. Well, you know, I just want all my listeners to just listen very intently at what Peter is saying, because you can take the same principle that he shared with me about me running my marathon, and it could apply to your career, to attracting love in your life, to you know, bringing more money into your life, because it is a success system that works.
Yes, and a couple real quick things, final ones I would say, Constance, is the another thing you want to do is buy one of those running those plates, like put your license plate to your Mercedes that says, you know, runner on board or something. So every time you see that, you know that you're a runner.
Okay.
You identify with it. You have that feeling. And this is a biggie. This is the real one. Tell everyone you know that you're training for the half marathon, and this is tell Kadeli, there's no back. If everyone knows you're training for that race, it's going to give you tremendous leverage for training and staying with the process, because you're not going to want to tell 100 of your best friends why you didn't do the race. So, you know, a little trick I've learned from the past.
Wow. That is so, you've really helped me, Peter, and I believe that you helped listeners all over the world tonight to really begin to set intentions in their lives and just specific steps in order to make them come to pass. I know in your book you talk about deeds and not words. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's taking the, on the deeds, not words concept. It's really about taking the action and not talking about it. You know, a lot of people talk about, well, someday I'm going to go back and finish that degree. Someday. But they never go down to the college. They never sign up. So it's just, you've got to take action. You can't, a lot of people say they want the life of their dreams, and they're sitting on a couch not doing anything different. If you want something better in your life, you need to start doing things differently, because if you're not happy with where you are right now in your life or your circumstances, you need to take action and change it. Because until you make the commitment, set the goals, and put the system in action, you're going to be stuck. And you don't want to be stuck and have your life pass by you and never have, you know, anything you could have had. You don't want to be on the bed in your last days saying, oh, I should have done all these things, and why didn't I do them? And now it's too late. So that would be a tragedy for anyone.
Right. Well, Peter, you really helped me, and I didn't mind being Exhibit A. I'm just going to take everything that you shared with me and not only implement it in the area of my half marathon, but every other goal that I've written down, I can see the system that you've employed, and I'm going to begin to utilize that myself.
Great. Okay, Constance, there's one more exercise I want to do before we move on to something else, okay?
Okay.
This is my favorite technique, and this is how I do creative visualization in my own life, okay? So I want you to relax, Constance, and close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to take three deep breaths and relax your mind and shoulders.
All right.
Okay? Okay, now see yourself rise up early on the race day for the half marathon, okay? Now I want you to see yourself eating your race day breakfast, which you already know ahead of time, okay? Now see yourself tying each one of your running shoes while you're dressing your running outfit. See yourself driving to the race and parking your car. Now see yourself attaching the race bib number with the safety pins to your shirt. See yourself lined up with all the other racers at the starting line. See yourself looking down and clearing your watch to zero, and then see yourself hitting the start button on the watch once you hear the blast from the starter's cane. See yourself smiling in excitement and running with all the other racers. See yourself running past all of the mile markers, seeing each one until you finally pass by mile 13. Now look up and see the finish line. The banners hanging over the road. See yourself running across the finish line with your arms raised over your head in total excitement. Feel the incredible joy you have in this accomplishment while you place the finisher's medal over your head. See your friends and family cheering in excitement and congratulating you. see them clicking a bunch of pictures of you with your finisher's medal. Feel gratitude and thank God for this being true. Now slowly open your eyes and know you did it.
Wow. I feel wow, that was amazing. Every detail was covered in that race.
Yes, that the whole thing, Constance, it's when you get that specific, you can really, really see it. It's so much easier to have the passion, get in the feeling of having it now. You really raced that race. You've already got it.
I did. Wow, amazing. Well, Peter, you've helped me, and I have about 5 questions that I want to ask you that some of my listeners sent in. Are you ready?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Well, you know, everybody heard last week that you are a millionaire, multimillionaire, and so this one question is, I really loved Peter last Sunday, but ask him, how can you keep your mind off of lack and not having enough money when you have so many bills that are behind?
Great question. And for the people that are having that challenge right now, remember from our, if you happen to hear the show last week, one of the 12 crazy goals I had was I have no consumer debt. And when I wrote that goal, I was in a place where I was very similar to just being in total lack, and I didn't know what to do. Biggest thing, the first thing I would recommend anyone doing here is you need to realize that whatever the situation is right now, it's temporary. It's not permanent. And you can change it, and you can totally turn this thing around on its head if you change the energy. Right now, you focus on the lack, and the challenge is the more that you focus on the lack, the more lack is going to be attracted to you through the law of attraction, and that's not what you want to have. So you need to get into the feeling that it's temporary. And one of the things, techniques that I used to do with my visual my creative visualization was I would see myself walking to the mailbox at the end of our driveway, and I would see myself opening it up, and there were no bills in it. It was either empty or it was junk mail. And I would just have this wonderful feeling of gratitude for having that be true. Now, I'm sure if you're having challenges right now, that is the exact opposite of what you're feeling when you go to the mailbox. You're opening it up and you're like, oh no, what's in it today? And you have this horrible feeling. Well, start working on the feeling that you don't have any bills. Everything's been paid. And then start looking for other opportunities to maybe bring some additional income or something like that. But it's just, you know, it's not permanent. But if you focus on the lack, you will not get to the abundance that's promised you.
Right. And, you know, Peter, it is a matter of focus, and that this person can deliberately choose moment by moment to focus on this is temporary, or money is coming to me. And so it's not an impossible situation.
Correct. So correct. It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible.
Right. Well, I have another question. And this lady says, Peter, I loved you on Constance's show last week. I live in a small city where there are not a lot of men, and I don't really like dating online. How can I attract love into my life when there aren't any men around?
Well, that's an unusual question for me, but what I would recommend is if this listener is not comfortable with the online dating, it's you really need to put it out there that have the feeling that the perfect relationship is on its way to you, and then from there you need to leave town because if it's not showing up in your town, maybe your soulmate is in a different city. So I would start looking for areas of surrounding areas that aren't too far away, and maybe look at some clubs with people with similar interests, and put yourself out there. Because if you're in a really small town and everyone in the town knows everyone else, and you've already, maybe the town is really small, you just need to put the intention out there, and then take action. And the action may be to get possibly get comfortable with the some of those online dating services, because they seem to have amazing success. But you know, get the feeling, put it out there, and act.
Right. And action is really important. And once again, Peter, we're talking about whatever you focus on, that's what you're going to get. So if this person keeps talking about there aren't any men, you know, that's scarcity and lack, and that's what she will keep attracting.
Exactly. If there's no men there, there'll never be any men there, if that's what you focus on.
Right. And then another question says, Peter, I've tried everything you talked about on the show last week, but I am still struggling. What would you suggest?
Okay. That's something I hear an awful lot. It's very, very common. And I think the real word I want to just pick on there, and I just want to point it out, is I've tried. And there's no try. There's either do or don't. And when I say that, I don't say that to be mean. What I mean to say that is, you try the techniques, and what happens to most people that I've talked to is they try it, but they don't commit to it. They don't make that commitment piece. They don't practice it every single day. They don't live it. And they think about it for a week, and if it doesn't show up, oh, it doesn't work, and I'm back to where I was. So it's a commitment piece. Because it may take a while for it to happen, but you need to stay focused and believe it's going to happen. Because if you follow the system and believe it's going to happen and have faith, you will have whatever you say you want.
Right. And, I think the key here, Peter, is that you've been very honest and upfront when you say it didn't happen overnight. And every day I went down to the beach, and every day I would visualize me and Robin living in that neighborhood. And so for you, it was a daily commitment.
Yes, Constance, it was a daily commitment. And because of that, that's why, working with the universe, I achieved the 12 crazy goals. I did win the lottery for the Ironman Hawaii. Did live in the Vision House. All these miracles happened because I stayed with it and I committed to it, and I practiced it every single day. I believed it, and I never stopped. And that's the difference between dabbling. You can't dabble in this stuff. You either, you're working with a lot of the universe, and it's not, you need to take ownership of it if you really want to have the life of your dreams. You've got to commit to it like it was the biggest commitment in the whole world.
And so, Peter, were there days when you were frustrated? And on those days when you were, what did you do?
Honestly, Constance, one of the things that I realized was that even though sometimes you get these challenges that would show up in your life, sometimes all it really is it's how the universe is making the miracle happen to you. Because sometimes you think, we all pretty much think in a straight line. We're just linear by nature. Well, sometimes, let's say go back to the example with the lady who lives in a small town. Well, maybe one day she's driving home and just decides, it pops into her, maybe I should take a right rather than go on the same road I've been on every day. And maybe there was a car broken down, she stops. And the person of her dreams just happened to be the guy who had his car broke down. That's just how it happens. So don't get frustrated, because it's working. You just don't. It's just not working to your set schedule, but the universe works to its own timeline.
Right. I tell people God works the night shift, and that means that in the night times of your life, that the Spirit of God is behind the scene, rearranging things on your behalf. And so I think that what you said is so true, Peter, that people have to trust the process. And you seem to do that so well.
I think one of the biggest things, Constance, is it's practice makes perfect. So and the more you do, and just so everyone knows, the more you do this, the better you get at it. Because it's like, it works. You've had miracles in the past, and now you have spiritual momentum. I like to call it spiritual momentum. Where it's just like, I've got a higher belief system, and the stronger my beliefs, the faster things happen, the bigger the things happen. it works. That's all I can really say.
Well, you know, Peter, last week you talked about how you go to the beach and you visualize, and this one listener says that they really have a hard time concentrating, and that when they do try to visualize it, their mind just sort of wanders. What should they do?
Oh, great question. I actually had the same problem, challenge, excuse me. When I started trying to do creative visualizations, is sometimes your mind wants to, you know, start thinking about a cup of coffee, or, you know, what's happening with, you know, the score for the Red Sox game or whatever. But one of these, you need to practice to get good so you can stay focused in your visualization, is you really got to get the meditation piece down first, because until you can really get in that state of alpha where you're totally relaxed, and alpha is the state like when you're just before you fall asleep at night, that state of peace, that's where you need to get into to start visualizing, and that way, and when you're there, you can stay into it. And a lot of it is it's just practice. If your mind starts wandering, bring it back to what you want to focus on.
Right.
So just, you know, you control your mind. Your mind doesn't control you.
And so for that person and for the rest of my listeners all over the world tonight, what you're saying is they can begin practicing just before they fall asleep at night and when they first wake up in the morning. And then as they practice that and become more disciplined, they can now sometimes during the day do what you do where you're on the beach and visualize because they've disciplined their minds.
Yes, that's so correct. And to add to that, one of the things I found is I either need to be in a spot that has total silence, or I need to be in a spot that I can only hear nature, because I'm the same way. If I hear sirens in the background, it takes me out of my visualization exercise. So if the listener is trying to do this in a spot that it is noisy with outside human noises, try to find another spot to practice your visualization. It'll be much easier.
Okay. And then the last question says, Peter, last week you said that it took you 1.5 years to manifest your dreams. Will I have to wait that long? I don't have that much time as I'm in my 60s.
I don't know. The tough thing is, I don't know. There's no manifest calendar out there, so it really comes down to this person. It's like if you've got tremendous faith, and your goals are believable to you, and you can make this stuff happen. It could take 3 weeks. Yeah, it really just comes down to who the practitioner is, because you have this. I'm the creator in my life, but this person, if you're in your 60s, well, you know, it's, I'd say get started now, because the sooner you start, the sooner you're going to have the miracle. And 60's not old either, so I'm telling you myself that.
And, you know, Peter, you've mentioned several times, you know, faith, and you seem to have that. How did you develop that strong faith and belief?
Constance, the way I develop my faith and belief is one of the things I do every morning is I read a couple of verses from the New Testament, it's just telling you this is how the system works, this is how the universe works, and it's spelled out. And to me, reading that and affirming it and believing it, and then setting these goals and having them all show up, how can I not have great faith?
Right. And so that's why when you went to look at your house in Colorado, your 12 crazy dreams had already manifested, so that gave you more faith. And so you were saying if God did those 12 things, then the possibility of me having this house is really probable and possible.
Oh. And a miracle, and it showed up. Honestly, Constance, when the house showed up, it was like Eureka. It was unbelievable. And that was when that happened. Then it was okay. It's time to share the system with the rest of the world, because this works to a T if you work it. And I mean, it's just, I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, this is, all these things happen, and in my book, Visual Festation, I explain to the I tell everyone the exact techniques I use. And
right.
If you follow this and commit, there's nothing you cannot be, do, or have. And everyone deserves to live the life of their dreams.
Right.
Wherever you are right now, it doesn't matter. It's where you're going.
Ah, that is so good. You know, I love that you have your hour of power, and I think that the spirit is really one of the main components that people are really missing out on. And Robin was sharing with me today that you had a very powerful insight and time this morning, and I just wanted to share with our listeners something from your hour of power this morning.
Okay. Well, what I did, Constance, was I started thinking about today's show yesterday, and I'm like, what would be the best thing I could possibly share? And it came to me that let's talk about creative visualization, because it just flowed in, Constance. It was just, when I got done writing it, I had tears in my eyes. I'm like, this is the message, and this is perfect.
Right. And it was so good. And I must tell you that when you walked me through the process of the half marathon, it was so real to me. And I want my listeners to see how I want you to take each one of your goals or intentions for this year, and I want you to do exactly what Peter shared with you on the air tonight. It was so real to me, and I don't think that I've ever broken down a goal to that extent as you shared with me tonight.
Well, I'm so happy I could share that with you, Constance, because that's the way you achieve goals. It's all these things, because a lot of people, that's the difference between having a New Year's resolution and then having commitment, because you've got commitment, you're going to run this race. You're already a half marathon runner and finisher. I know you are.
I am. And I'm going to do exactly what you told me to do. You know, and I tell people, when you see someone, that's why coaching is so important, you know, because if I'm coaching with someone, I have three coaches, whatever they tell me to do, I do it, because I know that they know the system, that they've been there, done that, and got a T-shirt, and they're telling me exactly what to do. And so I'm going to do exactly what Peter told me to do tonight. Why? Because he has demonstrated in his life and been a co-creator with God, miraculous miracles. And I'm going to encourage all of you to please go to his website and get his book. Peter, how can they get your book?
Sure. They can visit us at www.visualfestation.com. That's visualfestation.com. And we've got some great, wonderful free gifts out there. We've got a free ebook of the month program. We got some other products that we're offering. And the biggest thing is, if you want change, get started now, and we'd love to have you visit the site.
Right. And what final words would you like to share with listeners tonight, Peter?
Constance, it would be the same thing I finished with before. There's nothing you cannot be, do, or have, and I wish you the life of your dreams.
Wow, that's so wonderful. And I just want to thank you for coming on again. And I tell you, you are a master at really just breaking down the whole goal setting and how to set an intention and how to create miracles and how to create the life of our dreams. And I appreciate you for that. I just want to let you know that personally.
Thanks so much, Constance. I'm glad to have you as part of the family, too.
I am. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Tell three of your friends how this show is changing your life. And remember to go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and really take a look at all of the wonderful tools that I have designed just with you in mind. I so appreciate you joining me tonight. And I know we've been immensely blessed by Peter Adams, and he's such a blessing to the world. And I want you to make a decision that you're going to have an awesome week. And remember, God loves you. And guess what? Expect and create a miracle.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.